Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Beyond! I just walked you through it. Like, I just explained what I needed you to do. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Podcast Beyond, live in New York Comic Con 2014! I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the pride of Long Island, Colin Moriarty.
Hello. Good to be home.
The best beard in the business, Marty Sliva.
Hey, everybody.
And a few hundred of our closest best friends. I am hot. I love you too.
You're sweating.
I'm sweating like a pig in church. That's how the saying goes, right?
No.
Don't think that's how
nope.
it goes.
Nope.
I never understood why the pig would be in church and sweating.
Because he wasn't in the church and he wasn't sweating. That's a...
I guess maybe it was just that if he thought he was in a synagogue and he was about to become kosher.
Wow. Jesus.
God. At first you thought the reference made no sense, but here we are.
Still makes no sense.
Sensical. No. Marty, you're great. Hey, everybody, round of applause for the tech guy that we've made run around. If you're listening to the audio version, yes, we're at a live panel at New York Comic Con 2014. There's a cool intro Graham did back there. Hey, Graham, wave to everybody. That guy right there is about to show you a cool intro he did for us. He's elusive. Not many of you know him, but Panda Musk is in the room. He's animated you a special outro for Ryan's wrap-up. There's something special for you. If you're listening to the audio version, go watch the video version on IGN. It'll be fun and great and all that stuff. And there we go. It's all happening.
So much pornography.
What's in the Halloween folder?
I believe Halloween things. Do you want me to open it? I don't
know.
You don't want to know what's going on. Can we get audio off the computer too? I plugged in the little doodad. Should be getting the pop, pop, pops. That's how Macs work. Pop, 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 pop. It lets you know what volume level you're at. Pop, 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 pop. That's a Mario reference if you only know PlayStation.
That did not sound like Mario whatsoever.
I ran here from another panel. I'm giving you all I got, Captain. yeah, Colin, how's New York Comic Con going for you?
It's good.
All right.
It's good to be home.
Did you go to Ragtime?
I did when I was home, yeah. Yeah, I certainly did. It was good. Pizza's good. Bagels are good.
You got sick. How you feeling?
That was horrifying, but yeah. It was good. Yeah, take good care of yourselves out there. Your stomach health is very important.
Oh, there it is.
It's bad news. Oh,
no, that's
round of applause.
That was a far more interesting panel.
Nothing. I'll play something off iTunes. Well, that way we'll just know when it happens. How about Across the Sea, live in Japan?
Wow, this is gonna be a copyright infringement.
No one will catch it. By the time it comes up, we'll know. It'll be fine. He's going to send somebody. All right, it'll be fine. Don't worry. Let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news.
I don't know. I have to go on the internet because
no,
I know.
I know people in the crowd like to do the jingle, so I give it to them. I think the biggest news, Colin, and we haven't even talked about this. Mm. You and I, the PlayStation experience.
Yeah.
This. Have you caught up on this? PlayStation is doing its own little two-day conference in Vegas in December, where you'll go to things like this, I imagine, and meet stars and do panels and all that stuff. That's cool. Crazy. What are they doing? We have enough conventions. There's PAX. There's this. There's the PAX again. Then there's another PAX. Then there's a PAX over in Australia. Then there's a Comic-Con.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's really cool. I think it's cool because it's open to everyone, just like the PAXs are, and so people can come and play these games early that we get access to. And instead of us just telling you about them, you can just go play them yourselves, and I think that's really cool, and it's PlayStation's way to, I guess, continue that momentum they have with the gamer right now. So
we know little about it, precious little, except tickets are on sale, or about to be. They're not even on sale. They've given you prices. $50, right? Round of applause?
Yeah, $50 for one day. I think it's like $80 for two.
90 for two. You don't know anything. 110
people are just two. Saying numbers. Just.
Yeah. A 7-9er. Marty, what do you expect out of this event, though, in terms of PlayStation? You figure it's after the holiday. The big games will have been out.
Before the holiday.
Well, Black Friday, I'm saying.
Sure.
The big games.
When you say holiday, you mean Black Friday.
No, the, yeah. That's the worst holiday.
I don't know about you. I accept no religion in my life except consumerism.
I mean, the wording made it sound like it's very much 2015 focused.
Right.
So I would expect, you know, people to be able to get hands-on or more information for games like Bloodborne, Until Dawn, and The Order. Hopefully maybe some announcements.
I was going to say, Colin, do you expect announcements? You figure this is kind of right in that window where the VGX were, the Video Game Awards and such.
Yeah, I think they'll announce a game. And I think you'll see more of like Uncharted 4 and, you know, other games. Hope, you know, maybe finally see what some of their internal studios are going. Media Molecule, I'd like to see what they're working on.
Yeah. I would imagine a big indie push, as Sony does.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think they'll definitely announce a game there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we going to be there?
I assume so.
Will we be doing a Beyond there?
I assume so.
Who would we contact to make that happen? Shuhei?
Yeah, that probably not. Probably a little too high for, you know.
No, we're going right to the top with this one.
Okay.
Hold on. Marty, I'm going to have you. Here's what we're going to do. Now, you all showed. I have zero confidence in the crowd now. I won't lie. Because I was like, I'll say Beyond. He'll say Beyond. And you say Beyond. And I literally went B, and you all went Bah! So, audio guy's back. Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
Sorry, I lied to you before. It's his fault.
I already knew I needed my computer. It doesn't get any
easier. I thought you needed it for notes.
Ba-da-ba-da-boo. There you go. Now you know what happens to you. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Again, crowd, stick with me. I'm going to have Marty film Colin High from... Hey, it's working. We got audio. Crank it. There we go. All right. So that's good. All right, now we're going to put the intro of the video here. I'll crop it out and put it back there.
This is like Memento.
This is one of the worst episodes we've ever done.
No, this is great. Are you having fun? Yeah! All right.
Colin's just
what is Colin doing
Colin's
now?
Done with this.
It's becoming too much.
Slow burn.
Remember that show Burn Notice? They wrote it about me.
Never I do remember that. Notice. No, it's on USA, I think.
All right, yeah. It is on USA. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. Cue this up. Do this. Put it over there. Control F, right? Yeah, bam. I know Max now. Get this out of there. I want the bar to go away. Go away. There you go.
Users lose all sense of reality and enter another world. Remember, do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Yeah!
That's pretty cool.
Huh?
It's a little late, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Again, Graham Reed in the back made that. Everybody, a round of applause for him and his devotion. His devotion to this podcast. All right. Now, Marty.
Yes.
You know how to use Instagram video?
I literally do not.
Hold the red button. It's just going to, you just don't tap it. Hold it.
Okay. I can do that.
And hold it like this.
Okay.
I know you
landscape or portrait?
I'm saying it's an Instagram, so it's got I guess it's square either way, but just for, don't rotate it. Leave
okay.
it. All right.
All right.
And then you come here and sit here. And then we're going to do a whole like, oh, shoot, hey, am I here doing this PlayStation experience?
I'll use it.
All right.
I won't even say anything.
All right, here you're doing this PlayStation experience. We should probably get to come do a podcast Beyond because I think we draw a good crowd. And then we'll rotate and you'll all go crazy. And then when we go there, I won't book a panel right before it. All right, so here we go.
Hold the button?
Yeah.
Hold the button.
Hey, Shuhei, it's me, Greg, and Colin Moriarty from IGN. I hear you're doing this PlayStation experience, and I think we should come to a Beyond there because we'd probably draw a pretty good crowd. You've all redeemed yourself.
End scene.
All right. So whoa!
Oh,
it immediately starts playing it. It starts playing it. I don't know how to use Instagram video apparently. So now I made a critical error last time. Last time being yesterday's panel of I didn't let you guys get in line early enough. So if you have questions, go ahead and start lining up. This is a conversational podcast. You'll get to fill the ever rotating fourth mic. Not a thing. Made it up.
Nope.
Right here for you.
No.
Yep. Colin.
Yeah.
Vita.
Yes.
Gets Minecraft.
Yes.
Next week. How stoked are you?
I'm excited. I mean, I'm finally excited to play it. I'm interested to see how it is and how it runs and all that kind of stuff.
Why'd you hold off so long for that version?
I don't know. I just don't want to play. I feel like it's a good game to play during football or something. I don't really want to play, you know, on the big TV.
Okay.
I'm also not really that into it. I just want to see what it's all about.
Okay. So you're not gonna get deep into it.
No.
You're not gonna get any diamonds, you don't think?
No. Tales of Hearts are, and all these other games come out soon. I'm gonna jump into those instead, I think. So.
Some Danganronpa 2.
Dang, I still have to beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just a bunch of other games that are coming out that I'm interested in. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marty, biggest PlayStation story for you this New York Comic Con?
Wow. So personally, the thing I got to finally get hands on was Grim Fandango for PS4.
Woo!
So that was sort of a selfish one. That's my favorite game of all time. And so being able to play that and realize, like, holy shit, it's even better now than it was 15 years ago is incredible. I think the biggest, like, actual big consumer surprise for me, I finally got to use Morpheus. You and I did a pair of demos.
We did. I did the luge. Yeah. I luged.
And of the probably 20 to 25 VR things I've done, these are the first two that I've been like, all right, I sort of get it now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not fully on board, but I'm like, okay, I could see this being something that I want to keep pursuing in the future.
This is video of me illusion.
Yeah.
And you can see motion gaming is here and better than ever. But yeah, I had fun.
You look like one of those guys from Wall-E.
You look like you're having a thrilling time.
A lot of people responded with that Wall-E thing with all the fat people sitting there with a little screen in front of
you. You're controlling it with your head?
Yeah. Well, it's like you're supposed to lean your body. Scott Lowe yelled at me earlier because he was like, or not, I guess after the thing posted, before this show, the fact that I was doing it the extra special Team Fat way of just leaning my head.
But they told you to lean. They told you to make very subtle movements.
Exactly. But I guess some, you know, your mom gets down there, your mom and Grop get down there, they play it, and they're like rolling their whole body around. Who's Grop?
Yeah.
He's the other owner of the Mom and Grop Shop.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Support local businesses, Marty. You wouldn't know anything about it.
I absolutely wouldn't.
With your Walmarts.
We literally do not have one in San Francisco.
I know.
They would never be allowed there.
Sir in the Dr. Pepper shirt, what's your name?
Dante.
Hey, Dante.
Like, why? Look how the mic is 2 feet too low for him.
I always say, Dante, lift it around, do whatever.
Pick it up, exactly.
You're like, David Lee Roth. Yeah. You're killing
me. Perfect.
Yeah, so I need some sort of scarf to be Steven Tyler. Here.
Right.
Yeah.
But,
wow!
Well, yeah, I guess my question is, in video games, you know, obviously most video games seem people die. That's how you kind of lose, right? You know, you fall off something, Dark Souls, you don't see it. I was wondering, what is one of your favorite ways to die in a video game? And a video game, maybe you've killed yourself just to see how that guy would die.
My favorite would be Super Meat Boy. I love having all the ghosts of the Meat Boy running around, and then, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not dying on purpose. I'm not good at the game. But, you know, you're running into blades, you're exploding, you're doing this. It's fun to see him then come back and do it again and get a little bit further, but still see the death before it. You know what I mean? So you're like, got there, Colin. And then you die again.
Yeah, yeah. I actually think a game that deals with death really cleverly, it's not out yet, is Sunset Overdrive. And I know it's our PlayStation podcast, but it's if you watch the videos... Watch the videos. It's really cool. Like, every time you die, you just respawn, but it's a different respawn animation every time. You're never supposed to see the same one twice, as long as you're not terrible at the game. So, like, a phone booth will come, and he'll, like, walk out of it, or, like, a Pharaoh's tomb will come up, and he'll come out of it, like, right after you die.
They're all, like, super clever and subtle pop culture nods.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah, so I like that. And I used to run around, you know, when I was, like, you know, in Mega Man 4, which I love.
Really?
Yeah. There's like one hole in Dive Man stage where you're actually supposed to jump down it to get a special item that you can miss. And so I just, when I was a kid, I would like jump down every hole in the game to see if there was any more of them.
Sure.
And that was literally the only one.
I think when you mentioned like death in games, I think one of the one that sticks with me was the Prince of Persia, when you would die and then the narrator would say like, no, that's not how it happened. And then you would rewind back. I think that's a really kind of clever way to deal with it.
Agreed.
Because I mean, I remember in... Max Payne 3, which I feel is underrated, but like it would be hyper realistic. It'd be, you know, basically fake, but their heads would splinter if they got shot in the head, and like every time you got shot, your whole body would just have splinters all around it, and it was kind of ridiculous, but it was fun to see.
Sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Question.
By the way, what I'm more excited about are games with no deaths in it right now.
Yeah.
Gone Home was a good one where you're just walking around exploring. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, which looks fucking awesome.
I died a lot and Gone Home.
Yeah,
I wasn't very good at it.
Yeah, you weren't very good at Gone Home. You fell asleep and then restarted.
Real quick, I should have said this before he sat down. Dr. Pepper guy has to come up and get a piece of artwork from Panda Musk. Everyone in line now who gets their question asked here, we'll get one too. And then we have until we're out, because we will run out at some point. So, you're gonna give me the bag? What? Yeah, there's one special thing in there, and then a bunch of... I mean, Panda Musk literally will come up to you, and he's like, I'm going to bring some giveaways. And you're like, okay. And then he walks up with a giant garbage bag filled with things. He's like, wait, are you going to give away these in fours? Because there's a set, and then there's this, and then that. And I'm a dude, I have about 15 things to do before then. I don't know.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Okay, you do it. Okay. You explain what you're doing and what give it away. To right, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper Man, come up.
I don't know why I'm DP, man.
You're wearing a Dr. Pepper shirt.
There you are. From Panda Musk. It is actually.
What is it? Explain it to the crowd. In a microphone. Audio podcast.
This is apparently Nathan Drake and a bunch of the villains and characters of Drake.
Uncharted.
Uncharted, there you go.
The villains of Drake.
The story of Nathan Drake.
We're not teaching
story
you very
of
well.
Nathan.
Cool.
Hi, sir.
Hi, my name is Mike. I was just wondering, with all these upcoming games...
You got to lean close to that mic.
Pick it up. What?
Pick up the stick. There it
there
is.
You go. Yeah.
Whoa. Pick it up too much.
Two-eye.
My name is Mike, and my question was, with all these cool upcoming games, what are you guys hoping for or waiting for the most? Like, what do you hope for in the game? What
for
are
the
you
rest
expecting?
Of the year?
Yeah, for the rest of the year.
Yeah. For me, I mean, Minecraft Vita, obviously, but it's a year, so I don't count that. And also, Minecraft coming to PlayStation 4 brought down my excitement a bit for the Vita version, even though now I'm happy to have it again. Also, I mean, fuck them for, like, literally, you got 2 6-hour flights across the country? We'll put it out the Tuesday after you get home. Thanks a lot, PlayStation. Yeah. Next would be Lego Batman. I'm a huge DC nerd. Got two other DC nerds in here. I'm super excited to dig into that. That'll be my next platinum. I still haven't even platinumed First Light, but like I'll lose my life to.
I'm just
Lego
crushing
Batman.
You, just crushing you in Germany.
But I gave up. It's like we could say right now we're still crushing Germany in World War II. It's over. Yeah. They gave up.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
An apt analogy.
That works. Like
so
a
you're
pig
Nazi,
in
so
church.
You're Nazi Germany then. That's interesting.
Change my lower third.
Far Cry 4 is probably the game I'm most excited about for the rest of the year. I'm really, 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 really excited about Hotline Miami 2, but it doesn't seem like it's going to make it this year. I think that's going to be perfect on Vita. I went back and played the original one again. Yeah, what a great game.
Amazing.
What an awesome game.
That's another Vita game that I can't wait for.
That game is best on Vita. Like, in terms of, I can't even play with a mouse and keyboard, so I don't even know what I'm doing with it, but...
Due to my own limitations, best on Vita.
And I'm really excited about Tales of Hearts R on Vita. I think that game's going to be a lot of fun. One person, two people. I think JRPGs are great on the go since they take so long. So I think that's going to be a really fun one as well. And it's basically it. A lot of the games that we're really, really stoked about, like The Order or Uncharted, are next year. So. One guy for the order.
Yeah, next year.
He loves next year. 2015 is the year he stops drinking. He starts working out. Marty?
Don't do that. Don't stop drinking. So I'll just break it down by console. Wii U is Captain Toad. Xbox One is Ori and the Blind Forest. PS3 is Kingdom Hearts 2.5. And PS4... I don't think it's going to come out this year, but I'm still holding out for The Witness. They said it's 2014 still, so we'll see.
Yeah, that game, what is going on with that game?
He just keeps adding puzzles. If you follow him on Twitter, he's just like, I got 10,000 puzzles now.
It's a strange game.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be very good at it.
You don't like the puzzles.
No.
All right.
Can't solve them.
Thank you.
No problem. And also, everyone look at me. Look at me and stay on me. Panda Musk, are we giving these away correctly? We are not giving them away correctly.
Oh.
I thought they come in 4 packs, right? Yeah, they come in 4 packs.
Are we supposed to give the entire 4
So the
away.
First guy needs to come back and get the rest of them. Who follows... Oh, I screwed
this
up my own show.
This is too confusing.
And I gave you your own instructions. Round of applause, who follows Panda Musk on Twitter? You stay here, sir. You stay here. He did this thing for Naughty Dog and all these things of all their games, like a panel for each one, like this thing that makes this giant thing laid out together. He has the panels here. So the Dr. Pepper Man, who needs to come get the other 3, I believe,
yes.
Right? Other 3?
Yes.
All right, cool. And then we have other stuff like that to give away. Thank you all for your time. Now that we've gotten over that hurdle.
Do you want me to explain what these are?
Yes.
One
I thought
is
I just did.
All the characters of Uncharted.
Yeah.
One is all the characters of The Last of Us, all the characters of the Jak and Daxter series. And then all the characters of the Crash Bandicoot series.
Oh, the old Crash Bandicoots.
Very cool. That's very nice.
I've also now Instagrammed and tweeted our pitch to Shuhei. You should all respond and or retweet so he understands we're fucking serious. We're coming to Vegas, Shu!
Sorry,
Los Santos hat.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering.
Pick up the stick. It's really light.
We don't want you to hurt your back.
What do you think about the new consoles not having 4K support? Do you think that's going to hurt them in the long run, or what do you think is going to happen with that?
Nope.
No?
No.
I work in video games and can't afford a 4K TV.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Nor am I sitting there watching HD TV like, oh, it's hideous.
Well, you also have to think.
Can't even do this. It's peons. That's a Scott Lowe thing.
Yeah, no. Nah.
When the last-gen consoles came out, you know, HD TVs were thousands upon thousands of dollars, and now you can pick one up for a few hundred. So a couple years from now, when a 4K TV is, you know, readily available for the price, you don't think it's going to do anything? You know, maybe more
logical.
People going over to PC or no?
I mean, by the time we get there, I think the fact that they'll be worrying about PlayStation 5. Xbox 2.
Xbox, yeah. Yeah, what are they going to do after
they
that?
They would totally do that.
Yeah, that's
Xbox
too confusing.
One Direction.
Yeah.
It's a boy band.
Yep, yeah, I know. I remember them.
It's a man band, actually.
Are they they're men?
I think so.
They will be by then, you're right. We all know their staying power. Look at Nick Lachey. So there you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Come get some stuff.
Come get your things. Okay, I think
come get your stuff, some
this
things.
This is the last one of the packs.
All right,
we
got new things after this. Sir, you're the first person where the mic stand is the appropriate height. Congratulations.
All right, thanks, man. Hey, guys, so I have a question about PlayStation's handheld division. With how the Vita has been recently received in North America and Europe, do you see Sony releasing another handheld in North America? And if so, do you think they're going to do anything differently with it?
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Where
I think they're crazy enough to really do it.
I don't think that's a smart move. I love the idea of them just biting down and be like, you don't want it? Fuck you. We're bringing it. Here's another one. It's more expensive. Now it's all, you hook it up to the temples of your head.
Yeah, I think it's gaining. So it's up year over year in Japan, which is interesting. But that's not going to do it here. And the games that are being released in Japan, even when I was over there a few weeks ago, walking around like game stores, 95% of these games are not for this market. Or at least, you know, they're for people maybe like me that like Danganronpa, but they're not like for people that want to play Killzone. So I think what you'll probably see is nothing. I think they'll probably discontinue Vita in a couple years, which makes me very sad. But I think that what you might see is a new Vita that plays old Vita games that maybe is just something different, new triggers on it or something. I don't know. Like I don't know if they... I feel like if they wanted to give up on it, they would have already done it. You know? Yeah, UMDs, please.
They are universal. They can go in anything.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm sad about the Vita, but I think, you know, one game that people... We forgot about this when we were talking about it. Freedom Wars looks awesome.
Oh, and, yeah. Freedom Wars is going to be awesome.
And they brought it in a few weeks ago, and Greg and I played it for about an hour with the producer of the game. We played actually a four-player game, and it's really, really good. So I know people want AAA games. Well, that is a AAA game. So we'll see how that does. And maybe they're keeping an eye on that to see if they'll bring in some of these other games later on, but... I don't know. I think they're crazy enough to do it, but I don't think it's a smart move.
Yeah.
What if they release just the new Vita, like Nintendo did? That'd be foolish.
Foolish.
Yeah.
Unless it's dirt cheap somehow.
They already have all the old Vitas sitting on the shelf.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
What's the new thing?
We got a comic book. A Panda Musk made comic book of God of War.
Another thing that started on Twitter, escalated.
I don't know how he finds time to do all this stuff.
Yeah, I know. He leads a double life. We're not allowed to tell you his secret identity, but he's crazy. Sir, how are you?
Hello.
That makes a lot more sense. That makes a lot more sense.
Oh.
you're a lot smarter than us.
Thank you. Between the rebranding of the Vita TV as the PlayStation TV over here and some of the games announced with compatibility for it, what do you think is going to go on with the launch of it as well as the reception, and what are some games you'd like to be able to play on the Vita TV?
Oh God! I think everything you know about how the PlayStation Vita TV did or whatever in Japan is everything you need to know about how it's going to do here.
I think it's going to launch into dismal sales.
Yeah.
I think it's such a hardcore. It's more hardcore than the Vita. It's a more hardcore product than the PlayStation Vita, which isn't selling well.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to play the Vita, but do you want to play the Vita games on your TV?
Yeah. And then you get into this whole explanation of like, oh, cool, and I can stream PlayStation 4 games to it, right? Yeah, okay. So, and then the interface, wait, this is a Vita interface. This is the exact same thing. Yeah, I already got a Vita, and I don't use that thing.
I'm going to buy one, but I'm excited about the streaming, but they have to communicate that.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be relevant to most people.
Yeah, they haven't been advertising it one bit, at least from what I've seen.
Yeah. No, they haven't. That's everything you need to know about how confident they are.
I mean, it's out next week, right? It's out Tuesday?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Greg and I got to
play it. You've seen so much TV advertisement for it during Monday Night Football.
Greg and I got to play around with it the other night, and I understand who it's for. I could see like a family that has multiple rooms and multiple kids and multiple televisions that have one PS4, and then you could put this in another room, and it's sort of your cheaper, de facto second PS4.
Your proxy.
Your proxy, if you will. But as someone who has a single room in a five-bedroom apartment, I have my TV and my PS4 there, so I don't see the appeal in this. And the thing I like about the Vita is I could take it anywhere, and I could play it while watching football or while, you know, zoning out something else. So, yeah, not for me.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Come get thank a comic you. Book from comic the one book. And only Panda Musk. Follow him on Twitter, at Panda Musk. Hello, sir.
Hey. Hi.
This is a borderline Tim Getty shirt. This is a knockoff Tim Getty shirt. Because it's not a button-up, but it does have crazy patterns
right,
on it.
Right, right.
Beyond.
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 So, I can't believe I'm talking to you guys right now.
Believe it.
Is it everything? It's hard to believe. This sweaty man, this sick dude, and this bearded guy are here talking to you right now.
Okay, so I'm really excited about the Vita. It has a lot of games coming out in 2014. But there's a problem. I don't know where Helldivers is. Mm. I've been waiting for Helldivers. I've wanted to play it on my PS4 and play on the go on my Vita. And I can't find it. So has it been banished to hell, or is it just floating in the air and no one knows where it is?
Yeah, that game's still coming. So, you know, Arrowhead's the studio that's making that game. We played it at Gamescom like 2 years ago maybe. So it's been in development for a long time, but I don't think it's going to turn into like Warriors Lair or whatever the hell that game was called.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that game? There was an obscure Vita PS3 game, like a Diablo-like game.
It wasn't even as obscure. It was one of the ones we were all most excited for.
Yeah, actually, it was on E3 stage, so I guess it wasn't that obscure. So anyway, it was supposed to come out in the summer. I think they probably needed more time. I also think that studio does a lot of other stuff.
Yep.
So I think that they're probably just busy with doing some other projects, because I think they work for other studios like on the side. So I think the game got pushed. I think you should be excited about that game. I think that game is brutally hardcore. They're stoked about it. And
Woo! Helldivers!
So be patient. I think it was at TGS maybe when I was over there, so they wouldn't have had it on the floor if it wasn't still coming. Yeah. So I think, you know, hopefully we hear about it more soon. And actually, I'll reach out to Sony and ask them that today, and I'll see if I can publish something on IGN next week.
Yeah, to elaborate on what Colin was saying about a lot of indie studios, they have their passion project, but in order to keep the lights on, they have to do these sort of things that you don't know about, these you know, sort of outsourced work and helping other studios, and that's how they keep the lights on while continuing to work on, you know, the thing that they really want to do.
Right.
So I think that's the case here.
Yeah, lots of studios do that. Yep. Some studios will just do some art on the side, or some map packs, or all these kinds of different things for games. So oftentimes they do it kind of like ghostwriting, like they don't really get credit for it. So
Ghost ride the whip,
chain whip.
Boom. No one got that.
No, because it's a joke you and I invented in our heads while we were doing conversations.
Step
thank
up.
You.
Yeah, thank you're you.
Come get your comic
come
book.
Come get a comic.
I was thinking this is like an audience with like a totally irrelevant group of people. And this is like they're waiting in line to ask us questions. It's like a nerdy audience, like where the, like, you know what I mean? Like when people wait in line and, you know, for the king and queen, and they're waiting in line.
Oh, it's like a receiving line.
Yes.
Oh, okay, sure.
An audience.
An audience with the king and queen. They come up and they're like, oh, I only have 3 goats. Please give me another goat. Sure.
Except for like we're irrelevant. And
and
have no power and nothing really interesting to say.
Also, in those lines, there's not a man tiger in the back. Man tiger in the back of our line.
Look at
Hotline Miami?
Yeah, totally Hotline Miami. But I just love, like, literally, like, the crazy killer from Hotline Miami. We recognize him and he goes. Hi, sir. PlayStation 4 shirt. Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Beyond.
Beyond. Yeah.
I was just wondering if you guys seen or heard anything about the order to ease concerns that you guys spoke of before.
When's the last time you heard anything about the order?
I don't know. We keep seeing the same part of the game over and over
that's
again.
That's what's scary about it.
So when I saw it in, it was almost a year ago, and the game was in bad shape. People didn't want to believe it until they saw the footage for themselves, but the game was in bad shape. And they got more time, and I think the game's going to pan out fine. The good thing about Ready at Dawn is that they're really talented. They're really good. So I believe that they can get it all together. And every time I've seen those portions of the game is better and better. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely making improvements. I think that they might be showing us the same part of the game over and over again so that they can focus on not making demos for
sure.
consumption, which takes time, and they don't want to spoil the game.
Yeah.
So, I'm cautiously optimistic that the order is going to turn out okay.
Yeah. I went hands-on with it at PAX, and I wrote a pretty negative preview. I did not like the demo I saw. Colin got to see a bit more of it at E3 Judges Week, when you got to see the part with like the actual werewolf, and that sounded awesome, but I didn't get to see that. So the part I saw, I mean, presentation-wise, the game is, you know, knocks it out of the park, but just I didn't enjoy playing it. But, you know, as previews go, every time we got hands-on with Wolfenstein pre-release, we were like, this is awful. Why would we want this? And the game comes out, and we're like, oh, this is actually really good. And they were just showing us shitty slices of the game. So, I mean, yeah, there's definitely a lesson in overhype and underhype. But, you know, you can't make a final judgment until the thing's actually out.
Yeah. What I'm more confused about, and I've said it over and over again, is why they're releasing that and Bloodborne, like, on top of each other. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. That's the bigger question than the quality of the game at this point. But, yeah, I'm optimistic. How about you, Greg?
I think it's going to be okay. I don't think it's. I mean, from what we've seen and what we hear and what people play and talk about, I'm sensing a 7, somewhere in the 7s, getting closer to an 8. That ever far away 8.
Yeah, you can't quite reach it.
You can't quite reach it. 8 is enough. I don't know what the hell I'm saying.
Jeez, you really went off the rails there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come get your comic book.
Yay!
Hi.
Hi guys.
Hey. You have a shiny shirt. I like it. Sparkles.
Thanks, MJ. Name is Mohammed, but Greg knows me as Mo Chocolate.
Oh, hey, Mo
Greg.
Chocolate, what's up?
Hi. Hi. Hey, guys.
Mo Chocolate.
Hello. Now, what I want to know is, wow, I just forgot my question.
Don't worry, I'll fill time for you. Can we acknowledge how he is owning the mic like no one else has?
Sure. He's wearing an MJ
Everyone's
shirt.
Like lifting it, they're doing it, and like Mo Chocolate's like, what's up, everybody? Mo Chocolate here to talk to you.
Well, first of all, Greg, you own the room by walking in with no shirt on. Seriously.
I don't know if that's owning.
I was just about to have a heat stroke, so, I mean, something had to give.
The man with the 10-minute sign.
Life sucks.
Oh. It doesn't. I mean, is that we got a 10-minute sign, and that's what tells you life sucks?
Yeah. What tells you life sucks, Colin?
Everything else.
The news.
Now what I wanted to ask was if you also remember the show. Do you, Greg and everybody, what was your favorite moment from the tester?
Favorite moment? I mean, other than me being on it?
Yes.
Being on it was awesome.
I was so jealous. I was like, what? I wouldn't be me then.
My favorite moment from the tester. I mean, it carries special resonance for us, I think. But, like, when Will Powers won, that was awesome, because if you remember, we interviewed him right before, and I think it was embargoed, or maybe we didn't know if he won or not. And in that interview, Colin and I were totally ready to come in and smash this fake gamer. This guy's not going to know anything about PlayStation yet. And like, we turn on the phone, he's like, Beyond! And we were like, shit. And we're like, well, how many trophies do you have? And he had like obscene platinum already.
He has an obscene amount of platinum.
I mean, is he already at 100? I forget.
Yeah, way over. Yeah.
130 now? Jesus, God, Will.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like that, like seeing him, you know, knowing that he was not only not just some kid who won a contest, that he was a Beyond fan, that he was like a better, you know, more intense PlayStation gamer than us in a way. That was like awesome. I'm glad that happened. You know what I mean? Because you always watch these shows, right? And that's always the big thing where we had other people on the show, right?
Yeah, that's
right.
What I was going to say.
We had a whole lead up of everybody who got eliminated that year we had on. We're like, name your favorite first party studio. And the first three people whiffed. They were like, it's Activision? We're like, what? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, some said Insomniac, which bothered me too. I love Insomniac, but they're not a first-party studio. Yeah, that was what I was going to say, was that like this cavalcade of people that we had on, and I just asked them the same question over and over again, and no, it was a little weird. So that was funny. But yeah, Will Powers is a good dude. He works at Deep Silver now, actually. It was cool. That show was just interesting and weird, and it was... and the combination of people that they would have on, like, for, you know, judging, obviously, you know, Jaffe and those guys were who are funny as hell. But yeah, I'm actually surprised they haven't kind of brought that back too, especially with their kind of trying to, you know, with Powers and stuff, trying to emphasize some more original content. But maybe we'll see it again. Yeah.
Shuhei Yoshida. Sorry. Tell him to bring season 4, please.
Probably not up to him, but I'll ask him. Yeah.
Thanks.
We've already made one video for him. Yeah. Let's not overburden the man.
It's a comic. We've been talking about the comic every time.
Okay. All right, so.
What's this?
Here's where even more editing magic happens. Mike Oransky's running back to go to the camera, right? Because he has to run off to do another video interview. So we're, in quotes, ending the panel right now so that he has the outro for the video to put in the real thing. Everybody understands what I'm saying? All right, great. And I want to make sure you see this video, too. Colin, fill 2 seconds.
Oh, God. I hope you guys had a nice time today. It was worth your wait. Did you? I hope you didn't miss anything that was really much better than this, too, that you could have gone to. Other panels and stuff like that. But we really appreciate your support, and thank you guys all for listening to Podcast Beyond every week. Absolutely. And we hope it's we've been doing it for a long, long time, and we love doing it, so we hope you guys enjoy it every week, and we're sorry if we're ever late with the audio or the video. Rezogun, of course. Still PlayStation 4's best game.
All right, I have audio on this. You're going to need to crank up the audio in 1 second, so here's the thing. Ready? Here we go. Fake outro. As always, every Podcast Beyond ends in a segment we call Ryan's Wrap-Up, where we play a song submitted by you. Colin, you're familiar with this.
Yeah, I've been here once or twice for it.
So. All right, good. Today's song is a collaboration. To tell you all about it is none other than Ryan Wrap-Up himself, Ryan Clements. You're allowed to applaud. To my brothers, Greg and Colin, esteemed guest, loyal Beyond fans, and Marty. I'm going to assume you just had an awesome panel. If not, please read this note in an apologetic tone. I want to thank everyone who has supported me after my departure from IGN. Those who follow my work are largely those of you from the Beyond community, and I remain grateful to that community to this day. Know that I miss my IGN brethren and all of you, and I send my best wishes to New York. Please eat all the pizza. To those that don't know, I write fiction in my free time, and I'm deeply honored to remotely present this collaboration between the legendary Danny Weissner and Pandamusk. Danny has been writing music based on the world I'm building, coming soon to iTunes, and Pandamusk has brought that world and Danny's music to life. I am humbled by their art, for it surpasses my own paltry talents and generally makes me look way better. May your beards grow long, chicken wings come hot, and may the Jets win many basketball games. Love you all, Ryan Clements. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the debut music video song animation all wrapped up around Ryan Clements' fictional works. There you go. Thank you. Back to questions. Jeez. We don't have much, so it's lightning round.
We'll just go over. It's fine.
Beyond, gentlemen.
Beyond.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.